time and delay. If you understand these two words and the meaning behind them, then you will be liberated, liberated from all kinds of constraints you have. Everything will be changed if you understand what time and delay is. And I'm going to completely go to explain this concept in a way that will sink within your higher consciousness. There is a guy called a young boy, 9-year-old. His name is Obarno Bari, Professor Bari. He's only 9-year-old. He became a professor by 9-year-old. And he was 2 years old and he knew the periodic table. And his concept of time is very different. Usually, if you want to become a professor, you will say you had to become like 30-year-old. But he's 9-year-old and he became a professor. It's all understanding what time is. You know, you don't have to. You know, time itself is very tricky too. You grow and then time is involved. This is a process which is both positive and negative. When you grow towards what? Old age. The plant also does the same thing. So growth involves both the opposites. You've got growing, you know, getting more knowledge, strength, and when you are 85 years old, then you have Alzheimer's, all these things. So you have to understand what time and delay really mean. They don't, first of all, exist. They do exist in your own algorithm or collective algorithm we have, and we have to get out of the algorithm. This algorithm is a very bad logic. To give you another practical example, many years ago I was in teaching in Los Angeles and two people came to me and one person wanted to buy a house right away and wanted to get a house, not buy a house. And he got a very big house and have a staying in his house also. And another person said that I just got a job, have to save money for. So my buying the house will be delayed by at least 2 years. Oh, great. The person who got the house, he did not buy it, and it came to him in a very mysterious way. So time and delay have a certain algorithm, a collective algorithm, but which most of us are victims. Even our DNA is a victim to this. Even the body is a victim to that. So what can you do? All that you have to know is to attribute no meaning to time at all. Attribute no meaning to delay at all. Everything has to happen in the now. The now is the only reality. And it will do a lot of good. If you deeply, deeply think that you don't have a headache, but actually you are having a headache for all practical purposes because you feel the pain. But you know, if you just say that I don't have the pain, I don't have to wait for the Tylenol to work, which will work only after 20 minutes or 30 minutes. All these are algorithms, time algorithms. You can transcend it. You can just transcend time just by understanding that time is your thought, time is your thinking, time is your mind. And how do you do that? Now I have just one sound will help you to transcend time. That sound is the first consonant in my language, in some other languages too. The sound is ka, K-A, ka. That sound will help you to transcend time. This is the greatest revelation I personally came to know through the yogis, through the siddhas, ka. And it will also do a lot of other things. That's why I wanted to select this song.